UCI will ban Lance Armstrong from cycling, and UCI will strip him of his 7 Tour de France titles. Lance Armstrong has no place in cycling.
The big headline this morning, that cycling chief Pat McQuaid of the UCI announcing what we had been expecting for the last few days, that the UCI has ratified U.S. anti-doping sanctions and allegations against Lance Armstrong. His 7 Tour de France medals have been removed from the record books, and the doping scandal has already cost Armstrong the support of some key sponsors and has resulted in his resignation as chairman from his own charity. We wanted to get some insight on this long and steep decline for Lance Armstrong, one of the premier athletes of the last century and this century. We reached out to Paul Willerton, a former teammate of Armstrong's. Paul joins us. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, on one level, doping is a form of cheating. Dishonesty is a form of corruption. Yet what he did athletically, doping or not, is an extraordinary achievement that just can't be erased by any of these statements. True or false?
I can't endorse that. And when you, the reason is that when you try to qualify accomplishments that have been tainted by doping, it really just, it does the wrong thing to the spirit of athletics and sport, and we can't validate it. As athletes who really understand sport, it's not something that you can endorse.
And I don't endorse Lance Armstrong, and I think his dishonesty and his inability to come clean on this has tainted the sport. But you know, isn't there an issue of we use modern cycles today, we use different technology on the road today in cycling, and that so much has changed? Wouldn't we expect that there be some sort of medical changes as well? The training diets aren't the same, that sort of thing?
Well, certainly there's, you know, during the last decade and 15 years, there's been advancements in all kinds of drugs, and really biotech is where the drug EPO came from, certainly. But there's, how do you eradicate something like that from cycling? Cycling didn't do a very good job in the last 15 years dealing with it.
So did you ever see Lance Armstrong do the kinds of things that are alleged that he did? Was it understood that something was going on with Lance Armstrong?
No, I never saw it. What I've said is that I was there during a threat that he made to Greg LeMond on a phone call. So that was what I was upset about. But in the cycling circles, yes, there was a lot of talk about these drugs and what was going on. And the UCI's decision today really, yes, they've removed the titles, but now what can the UCI do? I think that they still haven't taken the responsibility that they need to take here. And it would have been better to see McQuaid step down. He still hasn't acknowledged that there was corruption in the organization, that there's a lawsuit that continues against the Irish journalist Paul Kimmage. And they didn't drop that. So just so your viewers know, that the UCI stands for Union Cycliste International, sort of like the NFL worldwide for the sport of cycling.
Do you think what Lance Armstrong accomplished is humanly impossible without doping?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think that if the riders are given a fair playing field and all things being equal, it's possible that someone could come along and do that again. Yeah.
Paul Willerton is Lance Armstrong's former teammate. Lance Armstrong has been stripped of his medals by the governing body of international cycling, the UCI. The announcement was made by Pat McQuaid. Paul Willerton is our guest. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Thank you. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.